Carl Yucatel was walking his dog early Wednesday morning when he noticed water bubbling up at the intersection of Blueberry Hills Road and Jackson Street.
Originally, I thought it was just heavy rain overnight because the curb was somewhat full of water. But upon further investigation, I saw that it was permeated out of an asphalt patch.
He called the city's emergency water utility line, and crews were soon on their way. Before the repair was finished, 8 people were on the job, as well as Public Works Director Kirk Duncan. He says the 8-inch steel water main had about 8 pinhole leaks.
We put a 2-foot stainless steel band on the pipe, which will provide a permanent fix for that piece of the infrastructure. And while we were doing that, one of the water valves downstream from that blew up due to non-stainless steel bolts that were installed 30 years ago, because stainless steel wasn't used back then, and basically just the corrosive nature of the acidic soil.
Duncan says the Blueberry Hill problems are symptomatic of Juneau's aging water system. Much of the pipe was laid in the 1980s and is at least 30 years old. In some parts of the borough, there are problems waiting to happen.
We have a force main that goes from Anka Street to the bridge on Glacier Highway. You'll see the patches on the road. It's blown up 3 times. That needs to be replaced.
Duncan says it's clear a lot of Juneau's infrastructure is coming to the end of its useful life.
Eventually, a lot of infrastructure is going to have to be replaced. The Mendenhall Wastewater Treatment Plant is 35 years old. Juneau Douglas Treatment Plant is 45 years old.
And disposal of Juneau's biosolids continues to be an expensive problem. Every 10 years, the city reviews its water and sewer rates, and a study is underway. It's being conducted by Seattle Area Financial Consulting Solutions Group, which did the last one in 2003. Not surprisingly, that report resulted in a rate increase. Most residents now pay a flat rate for water and sewer of about $90 a month. The current study is due in May, and Duncan believes it will recommend higher rates.
We have $280 million worth of water and wastewater assets. Even if they lasted 30 years, that's still $10 million a year, and our total revenue for water and wastewater is $13 million a year.
Beginning next month, the city will hold a series of public meetings to explain the issues being addressed in the rate study and the likely need for a future water and sewer rate increase. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.